Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel. I'm with the head coach of the Moeller Soccer Program, Mike Welker. We're here for soccer podcast number 7. Coach, how are we doing?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. You had a busy week, some traveling. Guys were road warriors, and let's cut right to the chase. The poll just came out. You have a nice smile on your face, so I'm guessing the Moeller Crusaders were ranked number one again in the city poll.
Yeah, number one in the city. I was a little worried that, the loss would affect us. But I can't be more appreciative and, humbled by, the other coaches in the city, viewing us as number one. We did whatever we possibly could to schedule as hard as possible schedule as we could. I was looking the other day. I think we have 6 or 7 wins over top 10 teams. It's incredible what these guys are doing on our team. And, they were all bummed out with the loss, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But, for us to still be rewarded with this honor, it's awesome.
Well, you have kept this thing rolling all season long. It's getting some recognition. Now you're building on that recognition week after week, and you haven't backed off by opponent play. So congratulations, Coach. The top 5 from 5 up, you have St. Xavier Bombers, the Mason Comets, Lakota West Firebirds, Anderson Redskins, and your Moeller Crusaders, once again, number 1 with 18 first-place votes.
Yeah, and I think the so obviously we play St. X on Tuesday. Fairfield is undefeated still. They're number 6, and we play Fairfield in 2 weeks, I think.
Saturday, October 7th at Fairfield, 2 p.m.
Yeah, and then LaSalle is 10, who will play next Tuesday. So, we have still on the docket, we got number 5, number 6, number 10. Who else do we play? Elder.
You're at Elder. That's always tough.
And Loveland. Yeah, Loveland's 11, 12, 13. Loveland's 13. Elder is 40, 50, 60. Elder's 17th. So, we still have really hard teams. We're just getting used to it by now. So
one match at a time, but let's hit the rewind button and talk about our Tuesday match hosting the Elder Panthers. Things started out slow, but by the end of the match, the Crusaders were victorious 2-0. Going into that match, I know you guys were somewhat injured and a little tired,
yep,
but you found a way to win.
Yeah, Nick Peters didn't play in that game. We got Cal Collins back, which was nice. Not having Nick is such a major impact.
He's a senior leader, boy.
Yeah, senior leader. He comes off the bench, and that's his decision to come off the bench, and he just gives us that spark. So not having him hurt. We scored a goal in the first, 5 or 10 minutes. I got called back, and I think that kind of deflated us a little bit. But we're coming off the tie from LaSalle, and
sure,
we were super hungry and knew that, this was a massive game for us in the GCL standings. Elder's really good. They play very good defense. They're super athletic. They fly to the ball.
And it's a GCL South, and you're number one in the city.
So. Right, exactly. And we have, Bulls on our back, obviously, and, they're extremely well coached. As I said, they do things defensively that really trip you up. You go in thinking that they're going to do X and they end up doing Y, and you hope that you can just, put one through early to kind of relax a little bit. But, it was scoreless at halftime. It was 0-0 at half. We started the second half, with a little bit of fire. I called out 2 of our leaders at halftime that, I needed more from them. And they stepped up, and they continued to step up, and, they started to really influence their abilities on the game. Got a goal fairly early in the second half, and then,
sure,
but Elder grinded. And that's who they are. They just stay on you and stay on you and stay on you, and they had some really good opportunities. They had one set piece that I thought was for sure in, but for us to escape that with a 2-0 win at home, win at home, tie on the road is the soccer adage that we talked about last week. So,
right,
we'll take it, and, it was a good game. Yeah. And the coach, the coach and I spoke afterwards, and, he was, ultra,
complimentary.
Yes, complimentary. I want to say complimentary. And it just kind of puts everything in perspective of, the GCL, we're all hyper competitors, and, we're ultra competitive with each other, but
sure,
we all respect each other. After the game, it's, great game, and we'll see you next time at our place. It's just, we got something special in the GCL, and I know we talk about that a lot, but
it's true.
Four great teams, 4 great coaches. When we play each other twice, not a lot of no one probably in the state can say that about, you know, their conference, that, you know, you have to play the same team in your conference twice.
Yeah, it's great. This is Rob Ebel with ESP Media. We're here with head coach Mike Welker, Moeller Soccer. Before we go on to the weekend trip to Louisville, I just wanted to thank the parents for all the great comments we're getting on our podcast. And, you know, they are why we do this, to communicate what's going on with Moeller Soccer. But the feedback on the broadcasts, and the numbers that we're getting are well surpassing what we did last year, and just getting the nice feedback from the parents on what we're trying to do here to promote Moeller Soccer. We greatly appreciate it. So.
Yeah, and I'm getting comments from opposing teams and alumni, you know, as well, of just, hey, it's cool to be able to keep track of what you guys are doing. I know a lot of collegiate coaches listen to these as well.
Great.
So it's all good. I mean, it's all, you know, the first class thing we're trying to do. Maybe we'll start to incorporate some video for our games. You know,
right.
I know we'll need someone else to step up for that. But,
sure.
You know, hopefully next year we can start doing, you know, full broadcast of everything as well.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Well, we got rid of the Crusader Classic, and I'm not going to say this replaced it, but, you know, you added a trip with the team mid-season down to Louisville. We faced the Trinity Shamrocks at Trinity 7 o'clock on Friday, and you knew they were going to be studs. And you know, one of the things you said was one of the best teams you've faced. So
yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So as you said, you know, the Trinity coach reached out to us last year. It was probably in October, November, with this option of us traveling there. And you know, when I looked at it, I was like, man, we have to do that. You know, LaSalle was there, DeSales from Columbus or Toledo was there. We had Brebeuf Jesuit, St. X, Louisville, CovCath, Louisville
Trinity. Nice facility, right?
Yeah, great facility. Really cool, like, area, actually. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like...
It's kind of like Hyde Park.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of, yep, like, downtown, and then there's, like, yep, this cool high school.
Yep.
Really nice place. But, you know, when we saw those list of names, we're like, we have to go there. And, you know, let's talk about Friday itself first.
Yes.
So we have a coaches meeting at Moeller at 7 a.m.
Okay.
So I get to Moeller at 6:45. Trying to be early, you know, just really, you
yes,
know, be a
role. You walked
modeler.
Into a pep rally.
Yeah. So I walk into this storm of
right.
kids and news media everywhere, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I hope there's no soccer players here. So I'm looking through the crowd, and I see Tanner and I see Cal. I'm like, oh boy, this is gonna be a long day. So I find out that a lot of our players, and you know, they should, you know, they're high school kids, they should have fun. They were up at 4:30 getting ready for this, and they were at school 5:30. So it was a long day for them. We
yes.
have, you know, they're jacked up through the day. They have the pep rally at like 1:30. We board the bus at 2:30. We get in Louisville at 5:30. We get to the hotel by about 6. We get to the soccer fields now at about 6:15. So we arrived at the field. You know, we're obviously, you know, we're not ready for this game.
Yes.
You know, we're not ready at all for this game. The previous game ends. We get about 15, 20 minutes of warm up. So like, okay, you know, whatever. So let's, you know, we're fine. Like, let's get warmed up. This was the best team I've seen in a very long time. So we get the whistle starts.
And you guys are on fumes.
Yeah, the whistle starts, and I look over at Gadio, and I'm like, oh boy, like this is, we're in for something. So I mean, they were just really good, and,
sure.
and the field itself, you know, it was a narrow field. It
right.
was a lot like Lachlan. So you and I have talked. Why don't we
yeah.
play at Lachlan? And I say,
so
it's
that
not,
would have been equivalent.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Like it's a football field with 3 to 4 yards on each side. To
and
make
they've
it
got
a soccer
fencing
field.
That goes around their
no,
field.
They have brick
yeah.
that goes around their
yep.
field. So I
yep.
mean, there's no way that you're moving. But you know, it's a really cool environment. You know, cool light. You know, everything was really cool. But I didn't realize how narrow it was. So we like to play wide, and we like to, you know, spread the field. So, you know, we were challenged right from the bat of adversity, and, you know, how did we handle it? We went into, it was about 20 minutes in, I completely changed our strategy on the fly. We made some adjustments, and we went into half 0-0. They got a goal about 15 minutes left in the game. Really nice goal. I mean, super nice. By far probably the best goal I've seen this year. And we've had some good ones. You know,
okay.
Wills had some, Parker's had some. It was just a really nice upper 90 backside, you know, flick basically that he scored over Cal. Cal played it perfectly. There's literally nothing he could
right.
have done to save it. Just a great goal. The player that scored it, he plays on Javanon, which is a really good club team. Like he plays against the Cup Gold kids.
Sure.
So Kentucky has a rule where you can have unlimited club kids on a high school team where we're limited to five. So they had a lot of really, really high talented
players. And
they
played together for a long time.
Yeah. So the kid that scored on us, I think his last name's McManus, really good. D1 caliber player. He's a junior. He's got offers from Louisville and Kentucky already. A lot of people looking at him. I think he scored something crazy, like 40 goals or something in his club season. Like, he's legit.
Yep.
And we held him. You know, he was by far, I thought, the best player on the field, by far the best striker we've seen. Just a good player. Their goalie, sure. Their goalie's going to Bowling Green. They had a lot of D1 caliber players. So anyways, with about 15 minutes left, we get scored on. I'm sitting here thinking like, oh man, like we're going to score. We always score. You know, we'll make something happen. Will had a good shot that missed wide right. Cade had a flick that hit off the crossbar. Rod had a really good opportunity on a corner. We just couldn't find it. And, you know, after the game, you know, my message was simple of...
Yeah, because you fell short 1-0. So
yeah,
it wasn't,
1-0.
You know,
yeah, right.
I mean,
so you didn't see it. So with like there was like 45 seconds left in the game, I pulled the goalie. So I was like, well, we've come this far. If yes. we lose 2-0, we lose 2-0. So I pulled the goalie and they actually missed an open net shot. So it could have been 2-0, but you know, I'm always going to do that. It was on a
you
corner
did that
kick
against
Carroll
last year, right?
Yeah. And so I'm 0-2. So maybe it's hopefully right. It works at some point, but I pull Cal's up. The ball almost gets to him on a corner. I asked him after the game. He was like, "Coach, I don't know what I would have done if it would have got to me." But it was good. Oh, and in that game, Cal Collins got hurt. So Cal gets hurt. We didn't bring another goalie. So it was just Cal there this weekend.
Oh, you're kidding.
So Cal's down on the field. It's, I think, a 0-0. No, I think we just got scored on. Cal got hit on, like, a corner kick. And so Davis Miller was warming up. So that was an interesting scenario, too. But Cal was fine. He just got his wind knocked out of him. But, yeah, all in all, I mean, we lost. That stinks. You know, the message was, you know, learn from it. You know, we played against a really good team. We learned some of their tactics that will help us better prepare for October. And that's been my message, you know, really in all these podcasts of we're trying to be the best we possibly can for mid-October.
Yes.
And, you know, to play into November. So it was a really good opportunity that Friday night. And then we had fun afterwards. So.
Yeah, that's good. It's good bonding. You know, whenever I hear teams go out of town, they got to spend the night in a hotel. Yes, it's probably a little more work for the coaching staff to make sure guys are in the room and asleep and all that stuff. But you know what?
Makes this team insanely special? I was like, hey guys, you know, lights out at midnight. You know, I blah blah blah. I didn't hear anything. You know, I was up till 12:31. You know, watching film and such.
Sure.
I didn't hear any of them. I was on the same floor as them. They weren't rambunctious. They went to bed. You know, these guys care.
Plus,
they'd
been up at 4 o'clock for a pep
rally. Yeah. Right. So you know, it was fun. And this is why we no longer continued the Crusader Classic, because we wanted to do an away trip against great competition and do a little bonding. We went to main event. We did bowling until about 11 o'clock. They had, you know, nice meal. We ate pizza and then all went to bed.
Perfect. And then get up and face at Trinity across the river, the Covington Catholic Colonels.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were victorious 3-0. So you rallied after the defeat from Friday, came back face Covcath and beat them 3-0.
Yeah, and you know the win was significant for us in that, you know, how do we respond from adversity? Covcath actually played Anderson on Tuesday. You know, Anderson's number 2 team in the
sure.
city. Anderson beat them 2-1. So we knew going into this it was going to be, you know, a really competitive game. Covcath actually beat Trinity, earlier in the season. So we knew we had to ramp up. I think the guys had a bad taste in their mouth and
wanted to get rid of it,
and you know they did. So it was, you know, it was a 3-0 game. We had a lot of really, really good opportunities in that. We had a lot of guys step up, actually every single player that made the trip. So we brought 21 or 22 guys with us. Every single player played in that game, so that was really cool for us too, that everyone that made the trip actually played over the weekend.
Perfect. One of the things I wanted to mention on the Trinity match, we had our largest audience broadcast-wise that we've had in a year and a half. We were up over 3,200 people that listened to that broadcast. So it was just crazy numbers. You know, it's almost 3 times what we're averaging. So it was, you know, great stuff. Two schools that have a lot of history and a lot of alumni all over the country, and they were dialed in listening to the match.
I think the previous high was us versus St. X at UC. So
yeah.
Let's maybe not do that anymore. We lose all those games, so it's not. But we'll. It's all right though.
Yeah, I'll stop telling you when we have big audiences.
That's
what we'll do.
All right.
Why don't we take a break? This is Rob Ebel and Mike Welker. We'll come back, talk about the upcoming matches for the Crusaders on Tuesday and Saturday. Give you a JV program update, and then briefly talk about Senior Week for more Crusaders. Sound good, Coach?
Sounds good.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Some investors have time to manage their own portfolios. Others don't. That's why Raymond James & Associates offers several types of professionally managed programs designed to meet your needs. Call financial advisor David Rodrigo today at 513-786-7842. That's 513-786-7842. He is located in Blue Ash, Ohio to discuss professional asset management. Raymond James Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. We're here for the Mueller Soccer Podcast number 7. I'm Rob Ebel. We're here with head coach Mike Welker. Coach, segment 2, let's start it off talking about the JV.
Okay. Great. I was actually pulling up the JV schedule as we were saying that. Not my best segue here. So the JV team, we kind of challenged them. What game was that? So they won against Anderson. They lost versus Mason. Where's the game? Okay, I got it. I'm out. So after the Lakota East game. So it was at halftime of the Lakota East game. You know, we just kind of challenged them of, you know, how good you guys want to be.
Right.
You know, they have a ton of talent on that team. We kept a lot of juniors because we believe in them to make impacts, you know, next year. They're just great. They got a lot of really, really good talents on it. But we felt that they didn't really know their identity. They didn't really know the style of play they wanted to play. And they weren't all the way in yet. You know, they weren't all the way bought in. So since then, they're now 6-1-3. They've given up, I believe, 5 goals on the entire season. That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, so that's 10 games. They've given up 5 goals. You know, most, yeah, that's like a coach's dream, right? You know, to be 6-1-3, 5 goals. They're in. They're tied for first place right now in the GCL. Coach Mather and Varun have done an amazing job getting them back focused and getting them back on track for success. You know, they play St. X tomorrow. That's a massive game in determining, you know, who will win the GCL for the JV level. But they're all bought in and they're scoring a lot of goals. They're having fun again. You know, it's fun to actually watch their games because they're smiling and,
sure,
you know, actually enjoying, you know,
having playing a great experience.
Yeah, they enjoy playing with each other again. So, you know, I definitely think that they needed a little talking, and now
a little direction.
Yeah, just a little direction. And now they're starting to play the right way again and really taking off. The JVB team is 5-3-1. They had a really rough patch. There was like a three game skid, or you know, 3.5 game skid. I think they had a tie in there, and now they've started to correct that as well. So, you know, both levels, they have a couple injuries, you know, on both of their teams. But you know, they're moving in the right direction. You know, they're super supportive of the varsity guys, and they understand, you know, the big picture of everything. So they are playing the right way and moving in the right direction.
Perfect. Now let's switch back to varsity. One of the things we talked in the last podcast is your health. You had some guys that had some nagging injuries going into this big week of Tuesday, Saturday. How's the health for the varsity?
Yeah, I think we're actually fully healthy. The only player that, you know, Nick Peters is coming back. He's assured me that he's playing tomorrow night versus X, so he didn't want to miss his senior year X game. He's been out now, I think, for 2 weeks, so he'll be back. Tepe picked up a back injury, but I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
I think his is just growing pains. Mm-hmm. Cal looks great this weekend. You know, he's fully healthy. So Will and Parker both had some thigh,
sure,
issues, but we think that was just cramping. So I think, beyond just normal wear and tear, I think we're all healthy, and you know, we got.
I think it's going to be hot again Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I looked. I think it's supposed to be like 83 at kickoff.
It's still hot for this time.
Yeah, so you know, drink a lot of water today, yep, tomorrow, and be ready. One of the benefits, or maybe not a benefit, JVB plays Ryle today, mm-hmm, at 4:30, so we'll be off the fields by 4. So it won't be a full practice, you know, it'll be more of a light practice going into tomorrow night's game. But, you know, I finally have, you know, it's a good problem. Ben came back. He's playing awesome. You know, he is, you know, he's what I expected. So, you know, we have a 4 or 5 man rotation at striker right now, 4 or 5 man rotation in midfield, you know, 4 man rotation on the outside. So I have a lot of, what is that? Toys in the chest or you know, whatever, you know, we're ready. I mean, it's now it's just that's all the pressure's back on me to pull all the right strings and get the guys motivated.
You're the puppet master.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's the best term, but I don't know what I am. I'm pulling levers, I guess. We'll say pulling levers. I'm the train conductor or whatever.
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, they tell me more than I tell them, I think, half the time. But, you know, they're doing we're moving in the right direction with those guys again, and we're finally healthy, and everybody's bought in, like I said. So we'll see. You know, we got good health and good fortune going in tomorrow night. And they St. X just came off of beating Mason 2-1. Mason's legit, obviously. St. X now has wins over Mason and St. Ignatius and a bunch of other really good teams. So we know that going into their place, they're going to have a ton of fans. I'm sure, you know, they do a really good job of having other varsity teams in attendance. You know, their football team's usually there watching, their cross-country team's usually there. It was always cool as the JVB coach, you know, when I would go play at St. X that, you know, all of those other teams were there watching. So it'll be a great crowd, and, you know, hopefully.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and last year I think we went into half 0-0. We had a PK called against us maybe 20 minutes in, and then they had another really good goal to beat us 2-0. So, you know, we'll see how tomorrow night goes. I hope that we're ready. You know, St. X is really good. They do a lot of really good stuff, but I'm hoping the guys are ready.
So just to reset for the fans, tomorrow at St. Xavier High School, the Crusaders will play at 7 p.m. for GCL South, very big match. And then on Saturday, the Crusaders will host the Loveland Tigers. This is a time change. It's 3 p.m. at Moeller, and that will be Senior Day. So let's talk about, with Saturday being Senior Day, that makes this Senior Week, Coach.
Yep. So we started last night was kind of the kickoff of Senior Week, so they got signs. You know, they're getting a little special something every morning, you know, in the athletic office. We have a really cool prayer service on Thursday night where all the boys get to, you know, thank their parents. Friday we're having a dinner, and then Saturday, you know, is Senior Day. You know, this is how big of a sap I am. I was putting everything on social media last night, and I'm just like tearing, like thinking about, you know, these guys are like, they're awesome, you know, beyond just being great like soccer players. Like, they've bought in. I keep saying bought in, but they completely they're the epitome of what I'm trying to build. You know, they're hardworking. They're all first class. They're super respectful. You know, Kate Tepe, the freshman, right? My senior year, when I played soccer, we had a freshman that was trying to make the varsity team. He was probably good enough to make it. You know, I was trying to be nice. You know, we were all trying to be cool with them, but there was obviously kids that weren't, and they, you know, they didn't want this young kid to take their spot. You know, we have seniors that are coming off the bench. I mentioned Nick Peters. You know, he made way for Cade to start for him. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, Parker and Connor and Jake, you know, we start 4 sophomores and a freshman every so often. And these seniors are supportive of it, and they're bought in, and they think how great it is that they believe in, you know, the success of the team and the success of a program. They're not worried about individual accolades and stats, and it's such a 180 from, you know, where we've come from.
Well, think about the life lessons that's going to carry on with them, Mike, you know, on being a part of a team, and it's important about the experience in the team instead of just being about themselves, where that's going to take them in life.
Yeah. I mean, I truly could sit here and just talk about each one of them for, you know, minutes and hours. You know, they each have made a sacrifice. Each one of them have made a sacrifice for the betterment of the team.
Sure.
And it's so cool to see that. And I hope that, you know, our underclassmen and our juniors reward them, you know, on Saturday by giving it their all. But, you know, all the seniors will start. They'll all play. You know, it's going to be hard on me that day.
Right.
These guys all mean a lot to me, and they mean a lot to the program.
And they know that. You know, they know that by the off season and the things that you've done, the things that you've said. They know that you care, and it just doesn't happen on Saturday. They recognize that, Coach, and it'll be a big day for you guys.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, I'm not like this great coach, right? I mean, we have 8 wins, you know, versus the people that we're playing. It's not me. Like, I'm not, you know, it's not me. It's these guys. You know, it's their leadership and it's their ability. I'm going to cry like talking about it right now. It's their ability to, you know, take what we're trying to build and execute it. It's fantastic. Like, they're just, all 8 of them are just awesome, awesome kids. And, you know, it's going to be really hard for me to kind of turn that page.
Look at it as a positive that you've been a part of this. You're building something, and these guys are a great chapter in this book that you're building.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, Coach, best of luck this week on Saturday, and then on Tuesday and Saturday, and then we will touch base next week and just talk about the progress on Moeller Crusaders soccer. And best of luck to the Crusaders.
Thank you.